seat. Come on in. And in just a moment, we're going to begin our time of dedication. But as we do, I want to kind of set up the time, and then we'll do the time of dedication. And then we have a message just to encourage all of us today around this idea. I know some of you, you come to a place like today, and maybe you don't have kids, you're single. Maybe you can't have children, and we just want you to know we love you. This is a church, there's a place for you. If you're single, you don't have kids, you're married, you don't have kids, this is a church, there's a place for you. And today we're going to see, even in this ceremony, an opportunity for us to give affirmations as a congregation back to these families. And I want you to hear me say this, it takes all of us, right? We probably heard the cliche statement, it takes a village to raise a kid, and maybe your village was full of village crazies, okay? I know mine was, but that's okay. But it really does. It takes every bit of the family. I love this picture yesterday. I saw, it's not up on the screen, but yesterday Van was watching the Gilman kids, right? And he's driving their Suburban. Here's a single guy, right, running five kids around and meeting up with some other dads. It does take a village. It takes all of us pouring into the lives of our kids. So if you're here today, I just want to let you know, if you're here today, you're single, you don't have kids, you can't have kids, I want you to know that this pastor sees you. I see you, I understand your plight, and we're praying for you, we're thankful that you're here, and I want to challenge you to lean in today, because just because we're not speaking directly to you doesn't mean that you don't have a role to play. You have a role to play in our kids growing up, loving Jesus, and serving Jesus. Today, child dedication is a partnership between parents and the church. Between parents and the church. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 through 9. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9 says this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart." So that's whether you got kids or not, that you would love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And that this would be on your heart. And it says, "You shall teach them diligently to your children." So parents, We want you to teach your kids to do this, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. "You should teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be on the frontlets between your eyes and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." In other words, we want to equip you as families. We want to equip you as individuals that this would not just be something that you do on Sunday, but this would be saturated throughout your house, what it means to love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That it would be on your wrists, that it would be right between your eyes, that it would be right in front of your face, right in front of your kids. That every day you would put this right out in front of them. So here's a real practical way. This isn't even in my notes. You're like, "Pastor, you can't be going off your notes. There's all kinds of kids in here." Okay? So every day when we drop our kids off at school, we say the same thing. We say these affirmations. Now, this isn't affirmations in this like way where we just quote stuff and then all of a sudden we become it. We're trying to teach our kids in the LaMotto house what it means to do these verses. And so we say the same thing. "I'm a child of God. I'm fully loved and accepted. I will work hard and make good choices. I will speak the truth in love, and I will love others well." And then we added this one because we were talking about it at jiu-jitsu. "I will listen, learn, and lead." So we say that every time we take our kids to school. When they go downstairs, it's carved out of wood and it's right there. You say, "Well, some of your kids maybe don't know Jesus." That's okay. I want them to understand and hear every day, "I'm a child of God. I'm fully loved and accepted." whether they know that or not. I hope, my prayer is that they will find that to be true. That as they live in our house and they hear the word of God spoken over their life, that they would know what it means to be a child of God, what it means to be fully loved and accepted. So this is what we want to do. We want to provide this vision of what it looks like to set this before our eyes. You see, the reality is this is a parent commitment service. So as we think about today and child dedication, it's really a parent commitment service. That the parents who are going to stand up here in just a moment with their kids are saying, to the best of our ability, by the power of God and the Holy Spirit, we commit to raise these kids to love Jesus, to serve Jesus. And in just a moment, when they come up here, they're going to make some commitments. It's kind of almost like a wedding day, right? They're committing to their children that they're going to raise their kids to love Jesus and serve Jesus. But we didn't leave you out today either. So if you're not standing up here trying to make your kids behave in front of a whole group of people, we are asking you to make some commitments today. And so in just a moment, we'll have some affirmations that we ask that you make back towards the families, because we want everybody to be involved today in what God is doing, okay? So before we jump into this, you might be asking, why are we doing this? And what's this all about? Well, our vision here at Mosaic is to invite everyday people to surrender everything to live, love, and labor for the glory of Christ. We began the new year with the 5% life, about gathering with God's people, committing time with Him, living on mission. All of these 5% things are ways that we surrender everything. So if you're new to Mosaic, if this is your first time visiting, you can jump on our website and see all what that's all about, the 5% life and our vision. But essentially, we're saying today is about families, and we're helping you to surrender everything. We're giving you a tangible way that says, I surrender my kids. I surrender my children to train them, to love them, to follow Jesus. And so today is about families committing to that vision, committing to raise their kids to be about the vision of surrendering everything to live, love, and labor for the glory of Christ. So with this, it's our goal to help parents recognize that children are a gift from God. We want them to see that this is an opportunity for them to facilitate a verbal commitment to raise their children to love Jesus. And then we want to challenge them with some examples. In this service, and worship the God who made their kids. And then we want to assist them in laying a firm foundation. So before any of you even got here, Jonathan led a class for 30 minutes that should have been an hour, right? And they met right over there, and it was just our feeble attempt to equip families. To say, here's some things to think about as you seek to raise your kids. Dara, we're super thankful for Dara as our children's ministry director. Can we put our hands together for that? Her and her team. Every week, seek to raise your kids upstairs to love Jesus, to be excited about Jesus, to be excited about the church. And so all of this is about assisting parents in laying the foundation and being an example of what it looks like to give your life to Jesus. So prior to the service, I was talking to a parent who's going to participate in this today, and they have a son who is praying about, thinking about, they're having conversations with them about baptism. I want you to know today, this isn't baptism. What we're going to do in laying hands on families and praying for them in no way saves the children who are up here. All it's saying is we are coming alongside these parents to raise their kids to understand what it looks like to follow Jesus. So this is not salvation for these children. Parents cannot make a decision for their children to live for Jesus and walk with Jesus and to give their lives to Jesus. All we're doing today is saying we're coming alongside these families so that they would raise their kids, and to the best of their ability, they would raise them to know who Jesus is. And it's our prayer that these kids would give their life to Jesus. So this is not salvation for these children. And this dedication is not baptism. So this is not a sacrament of any kind. All it is saying we love families. We love these families so much so that we would give them an opportunity to commit their children to the Lord. So we're going to call up our parents and our families one at a time. And as we do, this is an opportunity to celebrate them. So we got our first slide. Go ahead and click over to that. And as you hear your name called, go ahead and snatch up your kid and come on up here. So Priscilla Ann McDonald, all right? Give them a hand. We love Priscilla. You guys can go ahead and come on all the way down here. There we go. Hi, good to see you. She's at our house on Wednesdays for small group. This is her personality. My favorite thing about Priscilla, I'm not going to do this for every kid. I'm going to do about this one because she's in my small group, okay? And we're praying, and she's got her dad's keys. And she's like slinging them all around while we pray. And that's my favorite thing about Wednesdays is when she comes to my house and makes noise while we pray. That's my favorite thing. She's waving to everybody. Everybody say hi. Hi. Yeah, that's sweet. All right, our next one, Emberly Mae Jenkins. Everybody give them a hand. Emberly Mae. Every Sunday, her mom is trying to get her to take a nap. Every Sunday. They were doing sound check this morning, and she's in the stroller, and I walk over, and she's like not even looking at her child. Christy's not even looking at her, and I was like, "What you doing?" She's like, "Please go away. I'm trying to get her to go to sleep." Love her. Lewis Lee. Can we put our hands together for Lewis? Yay, Lewis. I think we got three that are being dedicated here from this family. Can we go to the next one? Jordan Lee, yay! And then one more. Cassie, yay, sweet. Look at that head of hair. Best hair in the house. Awesome. Henry Lee Mondell, come on up. Nobody wants to see me. You can stand right up in the front. There we go. All right, Talon and Callie, come on up. My favorite thing is when Talon rings the doorbell 50 times on Wednesday before small group. That's my favorite thing. And then Callie, she finally wants to give me a high five, right? You can give me a high five? Yes. That is a work in progress, right? She did not want to give me a high five when they first started coming to my small group. So we're super thankful for them. Awesome. All right, here we go. Jackson, Evangeline, Lee, Eleanor, Joshua, Laura, and Tobias, the Gallup crew. Come on up. Win one family, boost your numbers for Child Dedication Sunday. I love it. Love this family. Ezekiel, Lily, come on up, Lily family. Eli, Evan, yes, best cheeks in the house today. Love it. And then we've got Theodore, come on up, come on up. And Bennett. Theodore and Bennett. Still trying to get Bennett to give me a high five. It will happen one day. Awesome. Did we get them all? All right. Mosaic, let's put our hands together for these families. So each family is going to get this as well. So we provided a resource for them. This weekend I was sitting there and I was like, man, I want to give something as the pastor to each of these families. And they're going to have these six affirmations in just a moment. But these are declarations that I put together for each of you with verses. And just want to encourage you as families to hang these up somewhere in your house. Hang these up somewhere in your house. Put them somewhere. It's not a super nice frame. That's okay. You can just put it up there and remember Mosaic and remember the commitments that you're making today. And so as a group of families, we're going to say this today right up here. These are the commitments that you're making as a parent. And so on the count of three, we're going to say these together. We'll start with the first one. One, two, three. I commit to personally teach my child the gospel and regularly pray for them to come to a sincere faith in Christ. I commit to actively involve our family and my child in the ministries of Mosaic Church and to seek out another like-minded church whenever we move. I commit to providing a home where Christ is honored and will pursue whatever resources needed for developing a healthy marriage. I commit to apologizing when I fall and to demonstrate appropriate humility by asking forgiveness for the ways that I fall short as a parent. We'll stop there for just a second. How many of you needed that one today? Even if you're not up here, yep, absolutely. I needed that one yesterday. I commit to apologizing. Let's go to the next one. I commit to supporting my child to pursue godly callings in their life above worldly visions of success. And then lastly, I commit to growing personally in my faith in order to provide an example and pattern of a life dedicated to Christ. These are commitments that you guys are making as parents. And then, congregation, would you stand? We have some commitments that we ask that you make. I know, stand up, sit down, it's okay. If you would stand with us. These are commitments that we're asking you to make as a faith family towards these families. Let's say this one together, church. We commit to celebrate your child and your commitment to raise them in the family of God. Number two, we commit to love, disciple, and nurture your child as a family here at Mosaic. We commit to invest in your marriage or support you as a single parent in the healthy family rhythms as we journey together. We commit to include you in what God is doing in and around our Mosaic family. We commit to hold you accountable and speak the truth in love as brothers and sisters in Christ. And then we commit to regularly pray for you in the ministries that will impact your family. It's beautiful. We're all in this together. We're all in this together. We all have a responsibility. And so as we conclude this time, we want to pray for these families. And so I know this is strange, but as you're out in the seats, if you would just stretch your hand toward these families as we pray for them and ask God's blessing on their lives. Father, we love you. We thank you that you created the family unit, that you created children. You created moms and dads and husbands and wives for the purpose of mirroring the beautiful love that you have for us. And so, God, we pray for these families. We pray for every single one of them that they would raise their children to love Jesus and serve Jesus. God, we pray for each of these parents that you would give them strength in moments when they don't know what to do. God, we ask that you would give them strength as they seek to raise their kids to love Jesus and serve Jesus and walk with Jesus. God, we ask that you would give them strength when they are working late hours and they don't have the strength to do this. God, you would give them supernatural strength to train their kids to love Jesus and walk with Jesus. God, in moments of sickness, God, in moments of discouragement, God, I pray that you would bring families around them to encourage them, to strengthen them, to cook a meal for them. God, when they're dealing with difficulties in their own life and they feel like they don't have the strength to parent them one more moment, God, that you would give them supernatural strength. God, you give them wisdom as they plan out their future and provide for them. God, I pray that you would just give them this sense that it's not only their responsibility, but God, they are stewarding what you have given to them. And God, I pray that you would give them strong marriages. God, I pray that you would give them strong marriages that are centered on you and your word. And God, that they would lead by example what it looks like to love God and pursue him. God, I pray that you would give them supernatural strength as they seek to teach their kids the word of God. God, I pray that as they teach their kids the word of God, that they would become children of God. they would become children of God who give their lives to you. God, as they seek to disciple them, God, I pray that you would give them wisdom on the next steps that they need to help their kids take in their faith journey. God, I pray that as they do all of this, that they would know that there is a church that is behind them 110%, seeking to empower them and equip them. And the moments when they don't know what to do, God, that they would see that there is a family of faith surrounding them, helping them take their next step. God, I pray that you would be with them in all of this, that we would see leaders raised up in the life of the church because this faith family is committed to serving alongside of them. God, the future of the church is secure because we're seeing kids come to faith. We ask you for this in Jesus' good name. And everybody said, amen. Put our hands together. Thank you, families. We'll make sure before you leave that you grab one of these. Here are the dedication or the declarations. You guys can go ahead and have a seat, and we'll make sure that you get one of these before you leave. Here are the parent declarations. I will treasure my child as the gift from God on loan to me. So these kids that were up here, sure, they've got a last name, but they belong to God. They're just on loan. We're stewarding them. I will teach my child of God's love and his gift of eternal life through Jesus. I will give grace to my child as grace has been given to me. Any parents need some grace, right? Amen. We need special grace today after a long service like this. I will forgive my child as I have been forgiven, and I will accept responsibility for helping my child discover his or her God-given purpose. So, this is a partnership between the parents and the church. And what's the basis of this partnership? That's the question that we want to answer today. What is the basis of this partnership? Number one, it's about entrusting our families to God. That's what this passage in Deuteronomy is all about. That's why the writer of Deuteronomy tells them to write it on the doorposts, to keep it between their eyes, to have it on their wrist, because we have a way of trusting other things. Trusting the parenting books we read, trusting the training we got as parents when we were kids, trusting that we're gonna make the right decision, but all of us stay up at night and lose sleep over our kids because we're not quite sure what to do. And this is about us entrusting our families to God, entrusting ourselves to God. The practice of child dedication is actually modeled throughout the Bible. You can write this down if you want to, or you can go back and listen to it later. But in 1 Samuel, we see that the children are brought to the house of God. Samuel is brought to the house of God. That Hannah brought her long-awaited son, Samuel, to the priest to dedicate him to the Lord. So we see this in the Old Testament, but what's beautiful is we see Jesus' parents doing the exact same thing in the book of Luke. They bring him to the house of God to dedicate him before the Lord. I love this because it like makes sense that Samuel, a person who's not God, would be committed to the Lord. But the fact that Jesus' parents found it valuable to say, we're committing Jesus to the Lord. We're committing the very Son of God to the work that he's been sent to do. And what's interesting is we see this practice playing itself out even in Mark chapter 10, when the parents that were around when Jesus was performing miracles were sending their kids to be prayed over by Jesus. And it got so annoying that the disciples were like, no, you can't come. And Jesus has to correct his disciples by saying, no, let the children come to me, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He wants them to understand that they're committing their children to a life of service to the Lord. It's about entrusting. You see, in all of these passages with Samuel and Jesus and parents sending their kids to Jesus, the parents and the people of God were entrusting their children to God. You say, well, Pastor Jamie, I'm here and I don't have any kids, or my kids are grown. What does this mean for me? You know that every day we have an opportunity to entrust our lives to God? Maybe you've given your life to Jesus. Maybe you're here and you've never heard the gospel that Jesus came, lived a perfect life for you, died for you, was buried, and he rose from the dead. That all of that is for the explicit purpose that daily we would entrust our lives to God. That's what God has for all of us. This is an opportunity and an opportunity to remember what it means to put our faith in God. It's entrusting our lives to him. But number two, this is my last point. I told you, today's going to be short. It's about embracing our responsibility before God. It's about embracing our responsibility. You see, the writings of Moses that we read in Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 9 describe God's plan that he's calling parents to embrace as they raise their children. So the question is, what does it look like to practically embrace our responsibility? I want to be super practical for you, and it's this. Number one, embrace being a caregiver over a consumer. We want you to embrace being a caregiver over a consumer. You say, what does that mean? Well, our world is teaching us to be consumer parents. And here's what it looks like. Here's what it sounds like. I want blank for my kids. I want fame. I want success. I want financial security. I want accomplishments. I want a certain degree from a certain college. You see, the world is training us that what it means to be a good parent is to give your kids the best opportunities. But that's not what Moses is talking about here. He's about giving us this idea of being a caregiver over a consumer. A caregiver says, I want a relationship with my kids and I care about their heart. It's not putting the end product over the person that they are. It says, I love my kids. I want them to be successful. Maybe I do have hopes and dreams and aspirations for them to marry a certain kind of person or go to a certain kind of college. There's nothing wrong with that, but I'm going to embrace the caregiver responsibility over that. I'm going to say, I want my kids to love Jesus and walk with Jesus. The consumer also thinks about it like this. It's about buying them things and making sure they have the latest stuff and the latest brands and the latest experiences. This is what TV tries to train you as dads to do. You abdicate your responsibility of being a caregiver and caring for your kid's heart by working long hours at your job and not being around. But Deuteronomy chapter 6 is all about you being invested in their life and showing them what it looks like to love Jesus and pursue Jesus and live for him. That's the caregiver over the consumer. The consumer is also based on performance and on how well they do and how they make you look. This is what some of us had modeled when we were growing up. Your parents were really, really happy with you when you won the championship or you got the A's. Or you got the scholarship. That's about consumer. But the caregiver says this. It's based upon love and loyalty, regardless of how well they perform or the choices they make, because your child was created by God. And you're just stewarding them as a gift from God. So number one, we embrace our responsibility before God by embracing being a caregiver over a consumer. Your kids are a gift, and God is calling you to steward that gift. But lastly, we embrace the big kingdom over the little kingdom. You see, our world tries to train us the opposite of Deuteronomy 6, and it says, make your kids everything. Make your kids everything. And so what you do is you focus on the temporary versus the eternal. You focus on sentimentality, whether your kids make you feel good or not, over stewardship. And you focus on being an owner versus an ambassador. The best person to disciple your kids is you, because you are an ambassador. They spend more time with you than just about anybody else, especially when they're little. And so you have this responsibility. You see, the big kingdom is about the godly over the worldly. So what does this look like? It shows up in our language. So little kingdom says, he's my kid. She's my kid. She belongs to me. Legally, that's true. But big kingdom says, he is God's first. She is God's first. And I'm a steward. We don't have to be weird about that. Be like, that kid's misbehaving. That's God's kid, right? We don't have to be weird about it. But it's a perspective. It's a shift in perspective that says, I'm going to invest in the big kingdom over my little kingdom. Little kingdom says, my kid is a perfect little angel. Or that's my prince or princess. Well, you don't volunteer in kids ministry, right, Dara? It's a shift in perspective to think about it in terms of the big kingdom. I commit to love my kid in a way where they will love Jesus. Big kingdom. It's little kingdom that says it's about my skills, my values, my morals, and family. Those are enough. Big kingdom says, I need help. I need help raising my kids. And the best and most effective way, grandparents, we're thankful that you're here. And we're glad that you're here. And we hope that you're a part of your grandkids' life. But the most effective place to equip them is not in your home. It's in this house. It's in God's house. Where people will come alongside them to love, shepherd, care for, pray for, and commit to see them give their lives to Jesus. It's great that our kids would one day go to the college that we'd hope they go to, or be married to the individual that we hope they love and cherish and care for. But the most important thing that we can commit to do together as a faith family is to raise our kids to love Jesus, live for Jesus, walk with Jesus, and to serve Jesus and his kingdom. So the question is, how do we respond after something like this? We should all confess that every single child here today belongs to God and not us. We have to confess that. They belong to God and not us. We have to celebrate. We should put our hands together and celebrate the beautiful life that children are. We're thankful for them. So we confess that kids are not ours. We celebrate the beautiful life that God has blessed us with to steward. And then we commit to raise our kids to love Jesus and serve Jesus. And some of us here, maybe parents, grandparents, we need to confess that we have put too much burden on our own shoulders. We need to repent of the ways that we haven't led our kids to love Jesus and serve Jesus. And we need to embrace the forgiveness that God provides for us. Some of you are here and maybe you weren't the parent that you wanted to be. And I want you to hear me say this today. There's grace. There's grace for that. There's grace for your fault as a dad, as a mom at the foot of the cross. And know that Jesus lived for you. He died for you. So that everything that was unsaid or said to your kids or to you that maybe hurt you as a kid and now you're an adult can be forgiven by the blood of Jesus. And so our prayer is that all of us would leave today believing in Jesus, that God's word is true, that God's word provides the best outlook and the best viewpoint of what it looks like to serve and lead our families to love Jesus and walk with Jesus. That's why we're here today. That's what we came to do. So we encourage you to confess, to celebrate, to commit, to repent, and to believe in Jesus. Would you stand with us as we pray?